BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Trump has been holding a rally in Michigan, boasting of his achievements during his first 100 days in office, which he claimed had been the most successful in US history. In a campaign-style speech, Mr. Trump praised his own record on immigration and attacked judges trying to block his policies.
Week by week, we're ending illegal immigration. We're taking back our jobs and protecting our great American auto workers and all of our workers, frankly. We're protecting all of our workers. What the world has witnessed in the past 14 weeks is a revolution of common sense.
On tariffs, he insisted his policies were a success and again claimed that the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, was not doing a good job. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order designed to ease the impact of his tariffs on vehicle manufacturers. In his speech in Michigan, he denied this was another U-turn on import duties, saying it was a measure to help American carmakers in the short term as they tried to reconfigure their supply chains. Manufacturers will now be partly spared from multiple forms of taxation on imported cars and car parts. The US Secretary of State has said Washington will end mediation between Russia and Ukraine unless the two countries make concrete proposals to stop the war. In a message relayed by a State Department spokeswoman, Marco Rubio said the parties needed to step up and deliver. Our correspondent Tom Bateman has the details.
Mr. Rubio said it was now time for concrete proposals to be delivered by the two countries on how to end the conflict. He said if there wasn't progress, the United States would step back as mediators. Pressed on the time frame for the two sides to deliver, the spokeswoman said now. It is the latest sign that despite the most recent separate meetings between the US and Ukraine and Russia, Mr. Trump's inability to move forward quickly is frustrating him and his officials in a process clearly far more testing than he anticipated.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a wave of drone strikes across the cities of Kharkiv and Dnipro. The regional governor of Dnipro in central Ukraine said at least one person was killed in an attack which sparked fires and damaged homes. In Kharkiv, the country's second largest city, the authorities said around 40 people were wounded, including two children. The strikes come after the Kremlin unilaterally declared a three-day ceasefire for next week. Donald Trump has agreed to hold in-person talks with Mark Carney, who's been re-elected as Canada's prime minister in a poll that was dominated by the US president. Mr. Trump's tariffs and threats of annexation have been credited with helping Canada's Liberal Party to secure a fourth term, but it's projected that it's fallen just three parliamentary seats short of a majority. World News from the BBC. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over rising tension between India and Pakistan after a deadly attack in Indian-administered Kashmir last week. A spokesman for Mr. Guterres said during his talks with senior leaders of the two countries, he underscored the need to avoid a confrontation. India alleges that militants who killed 26 people are linked to Pakistan, a charge denied by Islamabad. Mexico's Attorney General Alejandro Gertz says there's no evidence to support a claim that a ranch in Jalisco state was a drug cartel extermination and cremation site. In March, an activist group which was searching for missing people said it had discovered clothing, rucksacks and 200 pairs of shoes at the Isaguirre ranch. From Mexico, our Central America correspondent Will Grant reports.
The only evidence of fires found at the site by the forensic teams were of small bonfires, he said, and none of them capable of generating the more than 200 degrees Celsius needed to dispose of human tissue and bone. Furthermore, Mr. Gertz said that only a handful of bone fragments had been discovered and they were not recent. The Attorney General did, however, accept that the ranch had been used for recruitment and training purposes by the Jalisco New Generation cartel. His findings support the scepticism voiced by some government officials over the site.
A national conference in Mali has recommended naming the military leader General Assimi Goïta as president and the dissolution of all political parties. General Goïta seized power in the second of two coups in 2021, pledging to hold elections the following year. Police in Sweden say three people have been killed in a shooting in the city of Uppsala. They say a masked gunman opened fire in a hair salon before escaping. A Swedish public broadcaster said one of the victims had links to a criminal gang, although police said they were not yet confirming the identities of those killed. And that's the latest BBC World News.